This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy, the Rise Guys Morning Show. Servicing your ear holes.
I love the Rise Guys.
They crack on people. I like that.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody, and happy 420 Eve. As you know, today's the big day. And we have a little story to find out if someone is secretly a stoner. Or maybe the stereotypical signs of a stoner may have changed a little bit. Or maybe you're a closet stoner. Who knows? So somebody, just for fun, they put together the boast, the little things that people had commented on how they knew on social media, the ways they can tell if somebody is a stoner. For example, one person said, I had a boss ask to see my lighter once. I handed it to him. He turned it upside down and observed the bottom edges smudged of black tar from where I smashed the bowl down after I lit it. And he handed it back and said, I thought so. He smoked weed too.
But anybody who smokes weed would call it resin, not black tar.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking heroin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like anybody who smokes would say resin, not black tar. I'd say resin.
Resin. But also, do you, like, smash your bowl down? I thought you want to keep it, like, fluffy so the air gets through.
They probably...
So I've been told.
People probably want to just, like, kind of stamp it out so it don't just keep burning.
It's like, oh, man. I just made smash burgers. I just made smash bowls, too. Damn it.
Mm-hmm. So smashing bowl. Everything.
I wanted to smash my taters.
Here's another thing. If they call it marijuana, they don't smoke.
That's true. It's weed.
If they call it weed, they do.
Oh. Cool kid.
What about someone who calls it reefers?
They're your parents.
Jazz lettuce.
Dad, good morning.
Let's have some reefer.
How you doing?
Fat boy, my daddy.
I say that word all the time. I love to say reefer. Not with an F on the end or S on the end, but reefer.
I only think of reefer madness.
Well, you went to the premiere. Yeah. You know, it's crazy. That movie
No,
was
I was there with you, remember?
That movie was propaganda.
I don't think I ever saw it.
They used to play it on MTV all the time.
Wonder what the new version of that would be. Like, obviously not marijuana, but like something else.
Well, the way the world looks is church madness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need to get your butts there.
Better.
So here's something kind of clever.
Plenty of opportunities this weekend.
If they're American and they know offhand how many grams are in an ounce,
good luck.
Then they are a stoner. 28 grams in 1 ounce.
I know the fluid ounce, but I don't know the other.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't even know there's a difference between that, which is crazy.
It's the hardest thing to learn about, like, you know, sciences is the metric system.
Yeah.
But yeah, drug
we
people.
We had to be different, though.
Drug people know it.
Until you start learning the metric system, then it makes a lot of sense. Like, it makes way, it makes more sense, honestly.
I just can't get past the kilometers and, like, meters tall and stuff. Yeah, stuff like that. Knots. I don't know how far a knot is.
Well, we were talking about knot waffles yesterday in Facebook Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, stoners tend to gravitate to each other, whether it's at work or elsewhere, in social gatherings.
They just look for the guy with the tie-dyed shirt.
Yeah, but that's true of everybody. Like, if there's people dressed like cowboys, they're going to gravitate towards one another.
Hey, man, could you rope a bull?
Howdy.
Couldn't help but notice he had a nice ass. And them Wranglers. You watch Yellowstone?
You must be a farmer. It smells like cow crap. You step in something?
Fatboy, have you heard the new song that Willie Nelson and Orville Peck do together?
No.
It's called Cowboys Are Frequently, Secretly Very Fond of Each Other.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a gay cowboy song. You'd enjoy it. It's fun.
Lord. So if you ask a person, hey, do you smoke? And if they reply, smoke what?
Trees.
The answer is, 9 times out of 10, is they smoke weed.
We used to work with a guy that neither one of you guys liked. If that tells you exactly what I'm talking about. I know there's a laundry list, but it's somebody I liked and you guys didn't.
Oh, yeah.
So there's only one of those.
Yeah. Is that why you liked him? Because we didn't?
No, I
he's
liked
admitted
guy.
In the past, did he?
I really liked the guy. He's a good dude.
Because you have similar interests.
But if somebody asked him back in the day, do you smoke? He'd say, not cigarettes. All clever like. Oh.
What are the interests?
I see why y'all didn't like him.
What are the interests, by the way? I think I know what you're going to say.
What, they're those two guys' interests?
Yeah.
Oh, they were know-it-alls?
We both like Mastodon, the band, not the animal.
You say something in a group, and then you one of the two is pulling out their phone, and they're sitting there, and they're texting. And then a few minutes later, you know, a minute ago when you said that, actually, according to these stats, I just saw.
If I did that, I'd kick my own ass.
Well, it might be why your back's messed up. You do that, but that's good. Like, it's
like actively look stuff up to correct people.
But in the conversations, you do that. It's not your intent, but you're when someone says something, you will look it up and then, you know.
If somebody asks a question, but I'm not just standing looking stuff up just to be a dick. Oh. I'm not doing that. But I mean, I'll look stuff up to see the answer. I'm not just trying to like, no, you're wrong. I swear it's not my intention. I hope it's not coming across like that's my intention.
It does, but it's okay if it does.
All right, well, I'll stop answering any question then.
Oh, God bless.
I won't answer another question in my life if I come off like that when I do it. Oh. I just don't want to come off like that because that's not what I'm trying to do.
Well, you see the text.
I don't see them like that. I don't see those.
At least
say that I'd say I'm doing that. I don't.
At least you offered to quit. I don't think the other guy does.
Oh.
I'm sure he still does it.
But it's odd that both Fatboy and I were thinking the same thing. So it's just the point of view, I suppose.
Is that what you were thinking, Fatboy?
Yeah, the correction thing.
Yeah.
I figured the other one was weed.
So these people that like to smoke marijuana, they also have an unusual affinity for band t-shirts. What kind of bands? It's up to you to guess.
Bands to make them dance.
Bunch of bands.
Bunch of bands.
Some local, some national.
Yeah, could be.
Mix. Some you've never heard of.
Yeah, it's a good mix.
Healthy mix.
Well, more about 420. Did you know that according to a new study, 59% of Americans say they should have the freedom to legally grow cannabis at their home for personal use? That number jumps to 81% among cannabis consumers.
Huh. Yeah, let us get one, man. That's the only way you'll really be safe.
Cabbage.
Jazz.
Jazz cabbage.
Buddy of mine's a cop. He said, look, man, that's really the only safe way you can get it is to grow your own. But you can't do it.
Cultivation is.
Really safe way?
Yeah, because all this stuff.
You tainted.
Know,
can you really trust anybody you get it from? No matter how nice they are.
Yeah, because they're not going to lace it with other drugs because then they're not going to sell those drugs.
Do they want to kill their customers?
No.
No.
That's usually just not the, you know.
It's not, maybe they don't know. Their dude person may have done it. They probably not with weed. That's more probably coke and stuff.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so. It's more
your grand openings this weekend, coke and stuff?
Yeah, it is.
But with the other coke and stuff, you don't know who stepped on what is what you're saying. So, you know, or it's not pure. It's
like, I wonder with, like, during COVID, how much COVID was spread around by people separating pounds of weed into, you know, baggies and stuff?
I don't know. I don't know, but it killed the smoke circles, I bet.
Oh, God, yeah. Shotgun me. I can't blow 6 feet away.
I can't do that. Too far.
Ain't what I've heard.
I never met 6 feet away. What tribe's he from?
You should get to see a picture of your drug mule before you decide if you want to smoke it or not.
You know, it's usually a person named a mule.
Who keistered this? That should be a website. This matches you up with it. I'm only saying that because I heard a college kid say it. And I'm like, that's funny.
He keistered it?
He's like, I'm going to have to keister this.
Dude, that's awesome. He keistered it.
You don't hear keister anymore.
Uh-uh.
Nobody says keister.
Kick your keister.
Have you ever gone to Pan for Gold ever?
Yes, and I love it.
It's fun.
You can do it downtown Greenville, I believe.
But, like, you mean, like, one of those places you buy a bag of sand and go do it in their thing? Or you, like, really going and
No, I've really gone out panning.
I like the way you phrase it, Matt. One of those places where you go buy a bag of sand. Yeah.
All
you
did was buy some. Boys talk. Or there used to be a place in Greer
where
you could go and do it. I went to that as a kid, and I thought it was awesome. But then you realize, like, they're... You can see it on Amazon. I see it. You buy a bag of sand. It's got gems inside. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you mine it out.
It's fun.
It's the mine. You just pour it out. Oh, clunk, clunk, clunk. All right, here's my gems.
I'm gem mining on Main Street, downtown.
You got to get the little sluice box. Look.
At least take it down to the Reedy River and sluice it out.
Yes, that's fun.
That's the Cherokee experience right there. Growing up, you always had to pay him for gold.
It is. Because they're, you know, my grandparents would say that there's mines all over North Carolina. We would try to find some hidden stuff.
We had the guy who would always invite us to his place in Greer. He says he's got gold. And we just never, you know, it's like those things. We don't always want to go hang out with everybody.
But in the South, how many times have you heard that or done that? Or, you know, like my dad spent a long time when his uncle died. The uncle was single. Always said that he had money but didn't live, you know, crazy, but that he buried all of his silver in his backyard. And my daddy and my uncles and everybody went down there and dug up that sucker's backyard, and there was nothing in that backyard. They didn't even call Doug either.
No, they didn't call anyone.
Such rebels.
Oh no.
Like a bunch of gopher holes.
They did not stay humble.
Well,
stay humble.
The reason why I brought that up is because I've gone you know, panning for gold and stuff. And you get something called fool's gold. And, you know, my grandfather said, that's not worth anything. That's fool's gold. You
also
get
known as?
Micah?
Pyrite.
Pyrite.
Right. Micah's the one that shines. It looks like a diamond from a distance.
Yeah, my grandma used to have a bunch of bowls and made out of fool's gold. Pyrite.
Yeah, pyrite. But here's the thing. The pyrite is pyrite. Worth something, so don't throw it away. Fool's gold is actually something that's valuable now. This pyrite.
Oh, they make our cell phones out of pyrite now, don't they?
And it may become valuable because it contains lithium, an important element in...
I just made that or not.
Look at that.
What?
Yeah. That. So lithium is very valuable in things that, you know, that for greener energy and batteries and things like that. So there you go.
I'm astonished. I've thrown that stuff away. I remember one time I thought it was gold, like when I was in middle school. I threw it all away.
So
I was so mad. Oh, my God. I went back to look for golf balls in the woods at Pebble Creek, selling them back to the golf course.
This got my initials on it.
I dug it out of the damn woods. You buying it for a dollar.
That's
I'm
like
going
familiar.
To the Snack Shack afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Snack Shack.
Get me a deviled egg.
Hey, if you go in there flat top, give me some poo togs.
That was the time. Here, put the tray on your head and walk it over to us.
Yeah, man.
Lay on your stomach so I can tee off on that sucker.
Well, that would have been illegal. I was like 15. You got to be 16 in South Carolina for that.
You do.
So don't throw away your pyrite unless you know where to take it.
And don't throw away your Pyrex either because it's worth a hell of a lot more than pyrite.
Yeah, it is. I don't like if somebody lets me borrow Pyrex. I'm like, nope, you can keep it.
Please don't put this in my hands. Somebody's trying to sell this in a Miracle Hill or Goodwill for $400.
No, people act like it's gold. They let you know when they got Pyrex.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a cop and you see someone driving around with Pyrex like in their front seat, you're assuming they deal drugs, correct?
I assume they're rich and they live like in Middle Creek or Smithfield.
They got the bowls with the prints on them. They got money.
Depends on what size your Pyrex is, because if it's a big one, then you probably had a casserole in it.
Well, you live in Chanticleer if you got Pyrex.
Yeah, I did not know it. My wife has educated me on all that stuff about how much like grandma's bowls and stuff sell for nowadays.
Really?
If you got grandma's collection of mixing bowls, you got money.
I do. Wow.
You got a ton of money.
Well, we know you do, Paige. You have multiple properties.
I do not. I got them for my wedding present.
You have a portfolio of properties.
Timber company?
Condo, lake house?
I do have some nice baking dishes that I haven't used. Maybe I'll sell them. Anyways, well, I'm Paige. Those are your Rise Guys headlines.
I always thought that was the dumbest thing in the world, having sets of china and then putting them on display, but yet never using them for their intent. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like pop vinyls.
Yeah.
China.
Except I don't get my Corningware autographed.
It's pretty.
Oh, no, I'm not making fun of it. Gosh, everything comes out of my mouth today. It comes out crass for some reason.
I didn't mean it that way.
But like,
I have that problem a lot.
My mom does that. She has the china on display and won't use it or whatever. It's like, well, it was my mom or it was my great grandma's, but
can't use it.
What is it then?
Like, you just can't use it. It's too good to use.
It's for special occasions.
I've never eaten off this. And never? I've eaten a lot in that house.
Yeah.
There's been times when you had a paper plate, you got to eat that sandwich on a damn napkin.
Uh-huh.
I never went and got the china.
Well, the china's for like Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving, when you have a big family dinner.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
What's that flex? What's that dish flex?
Yeah.
And the silver.
Look up there.
Got to polish it.
We got some precious moments down the hall.
Precious moments? God, those are worth money. You got some B.C. Andrews books, too. Those are hard to get in the 90s.
Dude, that anything UNESCO, like I know someone who used to work distributorship of those.
Mm-hmm.
Blow your mind. Like people, if you started collecting those with like you were in your 30s, you collected them till the day you died.
Yeah.
Any of those ornament figurines, yeah. All that stuff.
Man. Y'all remember the old Avon containers where they'd have like a glass car or a glass firearm full of lotion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It had the little Duesenberg cologne.
Uh-huh.
Or the one that had the ram's head on it.
Yes.
I've seen Avon glass, red glass, that somebody's selling for a lot of money. So hold on to that because people sell it later. It
God,
be
we're
valuable.
Creating hoarders now. Save your Pyrite and your Avon bottles.
And your Pyrex.
Well, they're already saving milk glass because milk glass holds its value.
Milk glass is worth money, too.
Yeah. Amber glass, too.
Mm-hmm. Cobalt. Yeah. Cobalt is.
Yeah. Yeah. The right. Tools.
Mm-hmm. Uranium glass also.
Yours. Hey,
we'll take a break. We come back. We still got to do happy birthdays or suckets. And it's 420 Eve. Morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ciao.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
Watch it. About to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to the riseguys at AOL.com. And as always, names have and will be changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
As well as the stupid.
This is Facebook Fussing.
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, P1 Avalanche fan?
Always watching.
Yeah, there are people we can depend on, really. Mm-hmm. What's up, P1 Shenanigans?
King Nothing's always there. Coach Johnson, Shenanigans.
He's called us Effers. Not Heifers, but Effers.
There's John from NC.
Hey, John.
Shenanigans.
always on watching. And then all the people texting too on the TLZMotors.com text line.
There's Triple D. I was about to say, I don't see Triple D yet. There she is.
Triple D.
Jeff.
Hey. Fins up, baby.
We got to figure out how to combine all these elements together where we can take phone calls, but then people can be on a live, not like a text line, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Enjoy and I like these fussings today.
You got good fussings.
I'm on corpse on some of them, dude. I can just tell you. I can just tell you. All right. Here we go. Oh, do we have a question or anything for the group? But sometimes we'll ask, hey, what do you think about this? Or you smoking weed? Or
what you got going on this weekend?
What you got going on? Yeah.
Ask them questions we ask our friends. What you got going on this weekend?
Well, they're going to write back the same thing.
Same as last time. Freaking
work.
Nothing.
I got work.
Nothing. I got the kids this weekend.
Half of them won't answer, but anybody who has to work will damn sure answer and make sure you know they got to work on Saturday.
Yeah, well, it ain't my Friday. Yeah,
well, I won't be thinking about you while I'm not working on Saturday.
always not working.
Yeah.
Oh, hippie sissy.
Hippie sissy.
Oh, there's an echo. Thanks for letting us know that.
God bless you.
I'll fix it real quick.
You know, I would like to.
I forgot to mute everybody.
Wouldn't you like to talk to hippie sissy and happy slappy at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be something.
Mm-hmm.
Old Holly.
Thank you, Amber, for alerting us to the echo. The rest of y'all were just being too nice.
Emma. What's up, Emma?
Scene one. I'm going to be very professional on this one. I can do it. Scene one. Playing the role of Shatanka is Paige. Playing the role of Nolinda is Matt Man. Playing the role of Wyatt Blanket is 9. And playing the role of Shoni Tavani.
God dang it.
Is Fat Boy.
Shoni Tavani's the best.
And.
Action.
I swear.
Hell, me too. All the time. My favorite when I'm mad in traffic for real is Sock Clucker.
Yeah, pretty sure that's not what she meant.
Well, no spit, Sherlock.
Haha. Miss you, Nolinda. You bass kicker. I heard you love to kick bass.
Yeah, again, you guys aren't even swearing, so...
Why, Blanket, would you please chuck yourself and shut the fork up? Besides all that, I'm thinking like the real words, but I'm not fooly enough to say the real words because people report you for that, and I depend on Face B MKT place, so what? You Mitch last wussy. P.S. Miss you too, Shoni Tavani.
Well, Nolinda, your name should be No Class, and I'm not play school cursing you like all and referring to your buttocks. I'm saying you have no class. Good day.
I know that's right, because I was about to correct your peach emoji ass. Because Miss Nolinda got a real nice shapely peach emoji ass. Tags Shoni Tavone.
Okay, you tagged yourself. Shoni Tavone. Okay, you tagged yourself, Shoni Tavone.
I know, I meant to tag you.
Assumed as much, yet I must correct you and let you know you also used the peach emoji, yet also wrote the word ass, which, BT dubs, I'll let you know is fine to say here on Facebook, so...
Thank you, Shoni Tavone. I do squats and jump up and down on wood boxes. Now, you white blanket. You need to quit being the social media police, okay, you not waffle?
Yeah, you rum guzzler.
Now watch it now, Shoni. I love me some Malibu rum, especially when I'm around the pool.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Wyatt, you runt nugget.
Love that one.
Well, I never.
Well, I wish you would.
Okay, you guys, not even what I meant. I meant, I swear, as like, OMG, not saying like I curse.
Oh, well, welcome back to your Facebook. What seems to be the problem, Shatanka?
It's head lice. I've had to go to a specialist 3 different damn times.
Oh, man, that's trucked up. Who are you sharing hats with, homeless orphans?
Not funny again, Shoni. But, Shatanka, now, girl, have you tried pouring a little kerosene on your scalp?
Kerosene? No. Why would I?
I don't know. That's what my grandmama did. I ain't had no head lice. Not judging. Just saying.
Damn stupid phone. I meant to say head lice, not head lies. But yeah, three specialists.
Oh, I got you. Makes sense. Headlights. LOL. But my nipples stay hard. Just put on a jacket.
Hear, hear, end scene.
Headlights, not headlights.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard voice to try to do, old Tony.
Shoney. It's not Tony, it's Shoney.
Yeah. Shoney Tavani.
I was trying to do Tony.
Shoney Tavani is the name. That's, you had it all screwed up. You didn't know the name.
Yeah.
Some people do depend on FB Marketplace.
Fat Boy Marketplace, yes.
Fat Boy Marketplace.
Zinni.
Let's see.
I know. I get so, not in a bad sidetrack way, but I go and read the text. I'm looking for that instant gratification. Yeah. What are all the clapping? Thank you, hippie sissy. Thank you. Y'all should start throwing roses at the screen now. Give us our flowers.
Lady Marine.
Oh, I'm looking for some.
There they go. That's awesome.
I'm looking to see what people are doing this weekend. P1 Nap, he's going out on a boat. Going some of the stars going to eat with the girls in my family. Not my family, her family.
Okay.
Thomas is going to the Southeast Mini Trucking Nationals.
Oh.
I know some people will be there. Jason Wolver will be there. Probably.
That's trucked up.
Yeah.
You not waffle?
And P1 French Mama's going camping at the lake.
Hoochie, hoochie, French Mama.
Oh,
thank you for the flowers.
Those are the answers to the question.
Hey, screw you, Zenny. You got a flowers, finger, flowers.
There's a bird in her bouquet.
Okay, here we go. Scene number two, Facebook fussing. Scene two, playing the role of Ben Horny a Bunch is 9. Playing the role of Don from Cornelius is Matt Man. Playing the role of Marbra is Fat Boy. And playing the role of Gina from Argentina is Paige. And
action.
Yo, I'm selling this damn place. Well, renting it out to be exact. It's nice. Damn, 3-bed, 2-bath. We'll post pics later. But if you know where it is, then feel free to come look through the windows. Hell, I don't care. Not playing around, though. Serious inquiries only. Gonna need that deposit and first month up front, which breaks down to $900 deposit, $800 first month's rent. You do the math. $1,700 gonna get you set up in here. Let me know, yo.
Oh, wow. You must not care to get rid of the damn thing. Y'all, it's against the law to charge more for the deposit than for the damn rent. I'd watch out for real.
Oh, hello. Yeah, dude, you got to be high if you think somebody's going to pay that much.
You seen the market, dummy? This is a damn deal. Don't come bitching to me when you miss out. And as far as you go, Gina, or however the hell you say it, are you a damn lawyer? If not, then GTFO my damn page with your bull junk.
Ooh, touch a nerve much? Look, I aren't even going to want the damn house, so bye. GTFO your own damn page. I'm just stating a fact here so you don't rip off no damn body else off.
Y'all funny. Y'all crazy as F if you think I'd rip my place out to pieces of trash like you two anyhow. Go find a trailer to do your drugs in because you'll never do them in my property, meth heads.
So it's odd that you got over 20 comments on this post and you spend time arguing with me on here, so you must not wanted it rented it out too bad, it looks like.
Now looky here, you judgmental piece of blank. There are a lot of good people in America that built this country, still run this country, and they live in trailers. You obviously like to run your mouth on Facebook and hide behind a computer. I tell you what though, you go to the nastiest stinking trailer park on any side of town, you run your mouth then, we'll see how many teeth you come out with.
Well, if I'm going to a trailer park and leaving without my teeth, I'll still have 3 more than everybody else in the damn place.
I live in a damn trailer. What you trying to tell me, dude?
Exactly. You proved my point. Now get the hell out of here. What the hell kind of name is Marbara anyhow?
It's a damn good name. I was named after my granny Barbara and a pack of cigarettes. Don't talk about how my mama named me.
Well, you all head off to work now and make that money you're going to soon try to give me for renting my place. I'll be stacking up $70,000 a year sitting on my ass, so I'm good. Can't wait to reject y'all in person, though, when you come to me apologizing and begging for a place to stay.
Fellow, let me tell you something. I could be spinning around butt naked in a tornado, and you're the only fellow left with a roof, and a pair of drawers waiting on me, and I still wouldn't ask you for a damn thing.
Hello. I bet you stack 70 a year, you lying bastard.
It's called retirement, you old hag. Something your lungs probably know a lot about. I imagine they quit on you years ago. Crying, laughing emoji, skull emoji, cigarette emoji.
Bitch, I live in a five-bedroom, four-bathroom, three-story house, and I got two BMWs in the front yard. I do fine. It's called hard work, meth head my ass. Don't worry about how I am over here.
Yeah, if you live anywhere with that many bedrooms and bathrooms, it's probably a damn halfway house because you can't stay off the pipe.
That sounds nice. Why the hell are you trying to get a house on here if you're living like that, Gina?
Yeah, for real. Like, why don't we all live with you, LOL?
Ew, shut up. I said I wasn't a meth head. I didn't disagree with him when he said you two might be.
End scene.
Planet Rock.
Check it out!
Here's Matt Mannine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Break it down!
Live from CallRob.com studios here in what looks to be a very wet Greenville, South Carolina here soon. Just look at the radar.
Yeah, storm's
but
coming.
Still, happy birthday. Or
suck it in.
Yeah.
Break it down, Jim. Oh, Fat Boy doing rejoins again?
Oh, man,
I don't know.
Let me get to the good part.
Sparky Woods.
Nope.
Eddie Fogle.
Phil Petty.
Baseball.
Zach Reeves. Hank Parks. Gotta be Hank Parks.
Think about them championships they won. At least one of them.
I only got one guest left.
It's gotta be
Red Sox.
No, I know. Mookie Betts.
No,
God.
Landon Powell.
No.
I
need the initials.
JB. JBJ.
Oh, Jackie Bradley Jr. Okay.
There you go.
Oh, Lord. Bradley. See, I get Mookie Betts mixed up because Mookie Wilson played for the Gamecocks, the world champion.
Mookie and Preston, both from South Carolina.
And yes, that's right. Billy McMillan down lower part of state, Orangeburg.
Yeah, but Reggie Sanders too.
Mookie Betts, when he was coming up or was on a rehab stint, played at the Greenville Drive a couple games.
I believe so, yes.
So that's the wow.
Look at a picture of Mookie now. Wilson.
What's he looking like?
It was him, Strawberry, Doc, and a couple others hanging
out.
Oh,
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like he got old, man. He was like old Leon.
Curve. I'm going to say JBJ is 27.
Leon JB Smooth.
30? Jackie?
29.
Jackie Bradley Jr., 34 today.
Good Lord.
34 today.
What year was it, 17, the world champion?
No, it was before that. He was there.
I don't think he was in the league, but maybe 4 or 5 years.
He was in the league for, I think, 10 years.
10?
I think
good
10.
Good gracious.
He came in the league in 2013 with Boston. He last played last season with Kansas City. That's 11 seasons total.
Is he related to Milton Bradley?
No. I think so.
You know, the state of South Carolina has produced a crap ton of incredible baseball players.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say drugs.
Jimmy Key, he played for Clemson.
But yeah, he was drafted by the Red Sox in 2011, Jackie Bradley Jr. was.
Don't forget about the legendary Matthew Lee Croy.
Don't forget about the legendary, albeit going to miss this season, Spencer Strider.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget about Bobby Richardson of the 50s Yankees that played for the University of South Carolina Gamecocks.
How about Ray Allen and Kevin Dam Garnett?
Jermaine O'Neal.
Yeah,
he's from Eau Claire.
Joe Frazier, born here.
Hi.
Yeah.
Meadowlark Lemon, a South Carolina native.
David Pearson.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And Cal Yarbrough, too. We're just looking at a picture of him.
That's true. Yes.
Had something by his ear. How old is Maria Sharapova today, the loud, hollering, tall, blonde Russian tennis player?
Oh.
The one who was like Anna Kournikova, but good
Dead
at tennis?
Sexy.
Yeah, she was good. 35?
Oh, I was going to say 40. It might could even be higher than that.
42.
37 today.
I'd be dead by.
Oh, a baby.
OK. I'd be losing if it's. Is it Goodbye, Norma Jean?
No.
Oh.
This is Tiny Dancer.
Oh. Well, I had the right one.
Here, let me play a different song.
Here's my grave.
Oh, look. I know what you're going to play. Oh, okay.
Who would I play Tiny Dancer and Penny Lane for?
Penny Lane has got big jugs. I don't know.
Did Tom Thumb dance at all?
Kate Hudson.
Oh, not Money Penny.
It's this references to Almost Famous, which I watched a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's a great movie.
It is, man. It's really
good. I can't say Patrick's last name, but he's good.
He's good in that.
Yeah. Bad last name.
She played Penny Lane in that movie, and they sang Tiny Dancer on the bus after Russell did acid and jumped off the roof.
You know what?
It's a great movie.
I heard it was, well, part of it was about the Eagles, the band, but they're saying some of it was about Dickie Betts, too.
Oh, I bet so.
What was the name of the band again?
I forgot, actually.
The Eagles.
Eagles. In the band, it was, what was their name? They had the song Fever, Stillwater, and they had the song Fever Down. Right.
Billy Crudup was in the band.
He was. So was Jason Lee.
Yeah. That's Earl.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to go last.
Okay. For Kate Hudson.
45.
Oh, 44.
Suck it.
She is 45 today.
You say personal reasons.
Oh, personal reasons? Okay. How about James Franco? Oh, I got a song for him, too. I selected a Huey Lewis number for him.
I know he had allegations, and he self-admitted some of that stuff, but he's good. It's hard to deny that talent.
Wow, you sound like Watson's agent.
Hey, baby.
Deshaun, not Neely.
Oh. No.
Well, you say that around here. I mean, that's the first thing people think of.
Oh, yeah.
The man. I saw him the other day.
Famous shorts. More famous than me.
Paige, you go first, if you'd like.
Oh, I don't know. 51?
I'm going to say 45.
I'm going to say 48.
46 today for that guy.
It's Dave's brother.
Huh. Well, a little bit of this now.
I want you to DJ a wedding. You seem like you really.
I do.
You love playing. You love doing that. It's fun. It's really good, Nine. You do really good at that. Oh. This is a spinneroon on in it. In it.
Well, yeah, we did one older like a week or two ago, I think.
Okay.
It was recent, her birthday, I believe.
And you wouldn't play this for, is it for her daughter?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the wild
her daughter ain't famous.
Grace.
Grace Kemp.
Is it Ashley's?
Yes.
Okay.
It is Ashley's birthday. Ashley Judd.
Oh, it's going to be Judd Hirsch. She's going to flip it.
It's Mike Judge's birthday.
Yeah. Mike Judd.
It's Judd Reinhold's birthday.
Taggart.
But no, seriously. Give Winona a daytime show where she's Judd Winona, and I would watch it. She's over the courts.
He's back for part four, by the way, Reinhold. He's the chief.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly Hills Cop.
I thought he said he would never.
Oh, no.
That's awesome. Ashley Judd, 48.
I'll say 52.
53.
She's 56 now.
Good
Ashley
Lord
Judd.
Have mercy on my gosh.
It's going to be different.
It's not going to be the. It's going to be Snoop Connor from the Panthers.
No, it is not.
Dr. Oz. It's going to be a doctor. Falling back on that ass with some certified gangster mess.
It's in Nate Dogg's birthday.
Nope.
He's dead.
That was a test. You passed. It's street cred again.
Correct? It's somebody you won't see again for, I don't know, 22, 23 years out in public. But he does have a podcast he does on payphones via collect call. Marion.
Oh, Marion. Oh, Suge.
Yeah, it's Suge Knight's birthday.
God, I forgot he had a phone podcast.
Yeah.
Yep, he records an entire podcast on a prison phone. Yep. Not one of those you put in your back, but in the backside, but on a payphone.
How's he getting money because Snoop owns Death Row now?
I don't know.
He's licensing everything, Death Row.
Everything. Wine, blunts,
yep.
Diapers,
vapes.
I did the instrumental.
Falling back on that ass. 64.
60.
Well, 65.
Excuse me, 6'4".
He's 5'9 today, like Royce.
Dang it.
Yeah. Whoa. Your street. Here's your street cred as well.
That first cop that found Tupac when he got shot, and he said he saw Suge coming up behind him. He thought he was about to get choked out.
I still haven't seen the documentary people talk about. And there's like, when you look up Tupac murder or Biggie murder documentaries, there's like 1,000, more than even JFK.
It's a lot.
What is the one where they show there is a certain something on the SUV showing that was the one that Tupac was in, so the assassin or whatever would know that's the right one to shoot.
Oh, you with Biggie? Where it was marked because it was multiple Suburbans?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was Biggie then.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tupac was in a BMW with Suge Knight, I believe.
And the shooters only turned around and saw Tupac because he was hanging out of the car.
Mm-hmm.
They would have passed and him
then
and never shot him.
Okay. And then there's that last photo of, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Baffling. Timothy.
Chalamet. Yep. Timothy.
Timothy.
Steph's uncle.
Steph. Yes, Timmy Graff.
I never saw this movie. Like, I don't.
Dell's brother, then. Steph and Dell. What's Steph's brother's name?
Murphy.
Seth.
Seth, Steph, Dell.
You got sister side.
And Timothy. The Currys.
Yes.
Mark, Tim. As well as in the family, Mark Curry. It's Tim Curry's birthday.
This is like playing Jeopardy on acid right now. Ooh, sorry. Ooh, ouch.
I bet Oil Can Boyd could have done that too.
Mm-hmm. Old Dennis. Dennis was, is this.
That was, it wasn't Oil Can Boyd on acid. It was Doc Ellis.
Yes.
Doc Ellis.
No, J.R. Richard.
Doc Ellis.
Was it Doc Ellis?
I've watched a documentary about Doc Ellis doing it.
What was Boyd on? He was on something.
Oh, Oil Can.
Oil Can Boyd? That was just his nickname.
Mm-hmm.
He did something, I thought. Drug related.
Sure.
Feed me, Seymour.
Fat Boy, what do you think?
I don't know who it is.
Tim Curry?
Oh. Oh. 75, he's not doing good at all.
No, he isn't.
77.
Oh, 72.
He's 78 today, is Tim Curry. And that's all we got for birthday.
I really thought he had passed away for some reason. I thought you were going to say, ha ha, he's dead. He's still like, that's mean. He has a debilitating type of disease or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Remember Home Alone 2? Get out of here, you pervert.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
He's great in that.
You know what? So was old Whatchamacallit in. I hate to say it. Old Schnitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was good in that movie, man.
He's good in some stuff.
Yeah.
Dang it. I hate
not in person.
No, not in person.
I'd like to say this. I am hungry right now.
Take out three.
Hungry. Huh?
Take out three.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I am too.
I really am.
Mm-hmm. If somebody went open for lunch a little early, that'd be cool, you know.
Who the hell decides that breakfast ends at 10:30?
I don't know.
And that's when lunch starts. And for some reason, the people that work the breakfast rush aren't aware that lunch is starting, so you have to pull forward because they were not aware. Oh my God, it's 10:30 now. Mm-hmm. We're still making biscuits. You fools.
Local place does breakfast till lunch now.
I know. They make the rules on that. You can't double dip the breakfast chicken in the other chicken.
Nope.
They got tired of people asking, what do you got left? I got two sausages and a bacon.
Thank you for listening to today's show. If you missed any of the previous shows, you can get them by texting the word podcast to 72341.
TLCmotors.com. Text line. Standard message data rates apply. Don't text and drive.
You can also get the new After Hours with the Rise Guys podcast that will be up later today. There's some. We recorded two.
We did.
So they're going to be more, you know, like the guy was saying.
Yeah, we're going to give you stuff to listen to.
We're going to give you stuff to listen to. Y'all be careful this weekend, especially tomorrow. I'm for real. Because you know, if they know that it's that day, they're going to be looking for it even more. So, what's the message there? Carry some air freshener with you.
I recommend Osium.
All right. Thank you for listening. Have a blessed day. Have a good weekend. Wash your hands. Actually, you can just do it in the rain.
Yeah.
It is good.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text The Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.